Chapter 8, you may be interested in the cause of the family and of the support of your own culture or group. You are also open-minded about how others may view the family, and you would be interested in linking together with other cultural groups to share the benefits of your traditions. You would have ability to help those who feel a cultural clash between the way they were raised and the demands of modern society. You are likely to experience many changes in your material circumstances, but you can deal with this because you have unusually keen, higher intuition and spiritual insights to see beyond these conditions to the real, ultimate truth. You can see that peace can be regenerated if people are willing to give up their attachment to wealth and strive for higher values. You could help others to see that change is okay and that it is necessary for growth. You are aware that world peace requires greater tolerance and equality for all, but the challenge is how to make a difference when there are so many poor people in need. However, you discover that by working together in a group effort with others of your generation, you are able to reach out with great compassion to the most oppressed, poorest people and elevate their status to that of equal people who are loved. You were born at a time when people had very idealistic views of peace. They believed in compassion for the poor and the disadvantaged, and they stood up for the rights of those who could not defend themselves. They were in tune with the idea that how you treated others is ultimately how you will be treated yourself. Many of the peace negotiations were being carried out in secret, but were nevertheless taking place. You are very concerned about helping humanity as a whole. You could lead spiritual groups in which the members meditate together on healing the planet. You could reach others as an astrologer, minister, or psychologist. You might find a way to use computers to get across a message of compassion for the world. You were born into an age when there was a subtle awareness that world peace could be created if individuals chose in large enough numbers to treat one another with compassion and kindness. There were many spiritual visions of peace, which appeared in music, art, and mass communication. The knowledge of how to bring about peace was there, but it needed to be brought down into the physical plane of actual action, for there to be enough love and spiritual regeneration in everyday life. The willpower was needed to overcome addictions and material attachments, in order to make the wisest use of the readily available, profound, channeled, higher insights. You were born into a generation when people were coming to realize the intense importance of happy children. The society was geared towards child raising, education and recreation. All of these elements contributed to a joyful, peaceful society. Mass forms of entertainment became popular, such as television, which when used with spiritual guidance behind it, became a potential vehicle for peace and understanding to be spread in a pleasant way. You are concerned with the moral regeneration of the planet and the need to raise the mass, spiritual level of consciousness in order to overcome its problems. Begin with an exploration of your own destiny and your inner reasons for being here on this planet. What type of mission are you here to achieve? Then ask yourself what you need to know in order to uplift others and make them more aware too. Then undertake the studies you need in order to carry out your purpose. You may wish to explore faith healing, transformative therapies, yoga, or traditional religion. Your work may take you to other countries and you will heal many.